Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Monday, everybody. Great to have you with us on the Steve Jones Show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Today's show is brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's has served this valley for decades. Why? Because they have customers that have specific needs, and they insure those specific needs. I don't care whether it's auto, home, life, business. They are experts when it comes to insurance, and you want to have a great relationship with your insurance agent and your insurance agency. People that you can trust, they're going to find you the right price, the best insurance, and if there's a claim, they'll go to bat for you right away as if it happened to them. The kind of people I want to deal with. That's why I deal with Purdy Insurance. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Well, as you all know in this show, when I'm wrong, I tell you right out, I'm wrong. I think it's the only way to do a talk show. The only way to do a talk show is to be honest with people. And I not only said that the Steelers would woodshed the Jacksonville Jaguars on Friday, I said they would shut them out. 45 points later, I think I was wrong. And we'll get to the Steeler game in a moment. I was also wrong about the Eagles and Falcons game. Although, I will admit to you, I was rooting for the Eagles to win. I really wanted Philadelphia to win the game. I picked Atlanta because of the quarterback matchup. Matt Ryan coming off a good game the week before. Nice Super Bowl run last year for them. Nick Foles, good quarterback. I think a little bit better than the average backup in the NFL. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But I just wasn't comfortable with the quarterback matchup. But Nick Foles played really well, played really within himself. And the Eagles' defense, Fletcher Cox, turned in a great game on Saturday. Not surprising, he turns in a lot of great games. Malcolm Jenkins turned in a great game on Saturday. Malcolm Jenkins is a great player. It goes all the way back when he was at Ohio State. I voted him the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, for goodness sakes, when he was at Ohio State. That's how much I've always liked Malcolm Jenkins. And now they get Minnesota after that miracle yesterday. We'll talk more about that when we come back in a few moments. And then there's the Steelers. Wow. The one thing you cannot do when you're facing an underdog at home is you cannot give them hope. Giving Jacksonville the lead early, and Jacksonville earned their lead, allowed them to play with more and more confidence as the game went on. Jacksonville never relinquished the lead. Jacksonville, for the most part, was playing with house money out there because, for the most part, Jacksonville was playing with a two-score lead at minimum. One point, it was a three-score lead. There was a period of time it was a one-score game. But again, it was 28-21. Steelers didn't tie it. Jacksonville scored next, made it two scores again. There's a lot to talk about with that game, but the Eagles were not good. The Eagles, I thought, were great on Saturday in how they beat Atlanta. Great. Now they got the Vikings. Jacksonville gets New England. We'll talk more about that in a moment as we come back. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There are a lot of places to get insurance coverage, but only one place in the Susquehanna Valley ready to put four generations of experience to work for you. Hi, I'm Adam Purdy. At Purdy Insurance, we take the time to talk with you and find the right coverage for your needs. Everyone's situation is unique, so our approach is to customize coverage to best protect you. Whether it's home, auto, or business insurance solutions you need, call call, email, or stop in to see how our commitment to personal service can help protect what matters to you.
You hear it all the time. They don't build them like they used to. It's Bart from Peters Home Appliance. I'd like to tell you that isn't always true. Peters is now offering Speed Queen Home Laundry products. It's an old name some may know if they have visited a commercial laundromat. The very same commercial quality goes into every washer and dryer Speed Queen makes for your home. In fact, there is virtually no difference in how they are made compared to how they were made 30 years ago. Speed Queen is so confident in the quality of their laundry products, they offer the best warranty in the business, up to 5 years on electronic control models. They are all American and all metal. So if you've been disappointed with the durability and reliability of your current washer and dryer, give Peters a call. Better yet, stop in soon. We would love to help you find the perfect Speed Queen for your home. Peters Home Appliance Center, 349 Market Street, Sunbury.
At Comfort Specialists, they know when you're comfortable, life is good. With over 100 years combined experience, their factory-trained comfort specialists provide you with total heating and cooling comfort. They specialize in high-efficient heating and cooling systems. You'll be pleased with the comfort and dependability. From total system installs to repairing your current system, you can trust the Comfort team to be there whenever you need them. Whether it's a residential or commercial project, they provide friendly, professional, and personal service. For the second year in a row, Comfort Specialists has been awarded first place in the best of the Valley Reader's Choice Home Heating and Air Conditioning category. Everyone at Comfort Specialists is humbled and is very appreciative of your votes. To put the best in the Valley to work for you, call 888-524-HVAC. That's 888-524-4822. They're on call 24 hours a day. Details at yourcomfortspecialist.com. Comfort Specialist Attorney General PA Contractor Registration PA Number 002058.
Welcome back. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Mentioned earlier, the Purdy's have served the Valley for decades because they've been able to find their customers the right insurance, the best insurance, and they've done so for the best price. They will scour to find you the best price for the insurance you need. Auto, home, life, business, they are the insurance experts, and Purdy Insurance will get it done for you. If there happens to be, I mean, you have insurance for a reason, and if there's a claim, you want somebody who's going to go to bat for you as if it happened to them. You know, that passion to go after whatever it is your insurance is covering. That's Purdy Insurance. Great professionals, better people. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Talk about great professionals and even better people. That's the great people over at Sunbury Motors. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right, Eagles on Saturday, great win for them. Nick Foles played really well. Talk about playing within yourself. I thought Doug Peterson had a great game plan. Jay Ajayi ran well. They went to the closer, LeGarrette Blount. That was great. And I just thought they executed really well. They never let Atlanta get away from them. Got off to a bad start, never let it get away from them. And then they just kept playing. Fletcher Cox played great. Timmy Jernigan played well, too. And then Malcolm Jenkins turned in another fabulous performance. He was great. And let's give Elliott credit. I mean, you know, big stage, rookie. I know he hit the 61-yarder against the Giants to win, but it's a little different pressure. He acted like nothing had happened, especially on a guy who missed an extra point earlier. So now they get the Vikings. We'll get to that in a moment. Now let's get to the Steelers. I touched on this in the beginning. Yesterday, the Steeler defense, I mean, you want to talk about there's a domino effect to losing a legitimately great, great player like Ryan Shazier. There's no question. You have a domino effect when you lose a great and central figure like Ryan Shazier. Now, they've been able to get by with it. You could tell that they aren't the same defense without him. You've been able to see that because they only lost the one game after the Jacksonville game, and that was to the Patriots. And even then, you can debate whether they lost it or not. Okay. But they've been getting by. And they could not get by against this team. Leonard Fournette ran the ball well early. Blake Bortles ran the ball well early. But then Blake Bortles threw the ball against them in the second half. And they better hope Artie Burns grows up, because Artie Burns turned in one of the poorest playoff performances I have ever seen. The long pass play down the middle of the field, that's Artie Burns. Not there. Doesn't know where the ball is. Okay? The big screen play, now it wasn't a screen play, I'm sorry. The dump-off play, it's even worse. It's one thing not be there in a screen because you've got blockers in front. Blake Bortles couldn't find anybody off downfield, so he dumped the ball off to T.J. Yeldon. It's just a simple swing pass. Just dump it out of the backfield. Let's just get whatever we can out of it. And who lost outside leverage? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Artie Burns. Great, great athlete. Great speed playing the corner in the NFL. With no instincts at all. Okay? Yeah, you can say, well, William Gay was the nickel. Okay? He got to the sideline because Artie Burns lost outside leverage. No instincts to play the position. There's no instincts. Okay? He's now in his he's just finished his second year. It's got to be something. Great athlete, great speed, no instincts to play the position. The deep ball, he doesn't even know where the ball is. You could tell he doesn't know where it is. Right? Fell behind him, got lost, and then the play to Yeldon, that's him. Okay? Who ducks inside while Yeldon's going outside? He's the one that had outside leverage on the play. Those are two huge plays in the game. Huge. The Steelers could not get pressure on Bortles. I'm surprised they didn't blitz a little bit more. And I don't mean blitz like sending 7-8 guys. I mean, I'm talking like every once in a while sending a fifth. Because look at what Jacksonville did. Jacksonville got to Roethlisberger repeatedly with four guys. Over and over. When you can get pressure with four, you are really doing a number defensively. Because now you can drop seven. Antonio Brown is a special, special player. He's the best receiver in the game. Best receiver in the game. And at 80%, turned in a very special performance yesterday. Those two touchdown catches were remarkable. But this is where the injury came into play. Did you notice that Antonio Brown had single coverage all day? That's where the injury came into play. They did not have to double Antonio Brown. That meant they could leave people free to do other things. Now, yeah, the Steelers scored 42 points. But it was interesting watching them yesterday. And this is where the coaching part comes in. They panicked. They panicked all day. You know, they had chances to get points early in the game. Went for it on fourth down. Didn't get it. Had a chance to get points early in the game. Panic. Now, yes, they hit two fourth down plays for touchdowns. Okay, yes. But what about the other ones? The other ones, you're in a position, you know, it's early in the game, get some points, you know, get going here. You get a good field goal kicker, right? They didn't get points. They went for it. And then the onside kick. I will say this, Mike Tomlin, and I knew he would say this. Look, my defense wasn't doing anything, so I felt I had to do something there. That's a legitimate argument. That's legitimate, and I can understand that. But I was sitting at home while Sean was freezing in the stands. I was sitting at home, and my thought was, look, trust your defense one more time. You got the two-minute warning, two timeouts, kick it away. This is before they kicked. And then Boswell lined up, and the second he lined up, that you knew he was going to onside kick it. Onside kicks normally don't go well in football anymore, and here's the you want to know the reason why? They changed the rules. They changed the rules on onside kicks. You're only allowed to have five on the left and five on the right. That's all you're allowed to have. So you can't really outnumber people on one side of the field. You can't do it anymore. You just can't load up and all of a sudden just turn it into a scrum, and that's a safety issue. And every, you know, you hardly ever see an onside kick go in college or the pros because of the alignments now. They don't allow you to put, you're not allowed to put 10 guys on one side of the field. Can't do it. Got to be 5-5. And that makes a big difference. That's why in the college game, you know, I mean, every game you see now, yeah, you do the onside kick when you're desperate. Now, it was the worst onside kick ever. It only went 5 yards. But that aside, I'd have kicked it away. There's a good chance with Jacksonville up, with everybody up, probably would have had the ball maybe at the 15, 20-yard line. Roll the dice on your defense at that point. I know they haven't played well, but you got to give it a shot there because now you're going to use timeouts, and if you play it right, you're going to get the ball at the 40-yard line, maybe your own 40-yard line, all right, with maybe a minute and 25, minute 30 to go in the game. Hey, you're two completions away from a tying field goal in overtime. Yeah, it's, you know, it just didn't, you know, they gave it up there, then they gave up points out of it. So that one, I questioned right away. I know you've given up points. I understand your defense has given up points all day. You're not playing well defensively. But you got to take your shot there at that point because field position was, you know, get the percentage of an onside kick. And you notice they put the graphic up. The Steelers haven't hit an onside kick since 2007. Right. Again, and the rules have changed since 2007 on alignments. So, you know, I understand Mike Tomlin's explanation. I understand that. But it's something I wouldn't have done. I would have kicked the ball away, looked at my defense, said, look, get me a three and out. Do it now. Because Jacksonville was not going to be adventurous, especially if they're down their 15, 20-yard line, which I think they would have been if they kicked it away. The Vikings game. There's no need to talk about the Patriots game. It went the way everybody thought. The Vikings game. Thought it would be the best game of the weekend. Boy, after a rugged first half, it turned into the best game of the weekend. Wow. Drew Brees, brilliant, bringing his team back. And the lead changed hands three times in the last, 3 minutes? This is amazing. You know, Forbath hits the, 53-yard field goal to put the Vikings in front. Brees drives them right back down the field. Will Lutz kicks a long field goal. Saints are in front. And then the play to Diggs. You know, I feel bad for the Williams because the Williams could have had the interception early in the game to set up to kind of get the Saints back on track a bit. But I can't begin to explain what he was doing there. You know, it's one of those things where you wonder if it's going to haunt him forever. I hope it doesn't because he's a really good young player. But he flat out whiffed trying to get to Stephon Diggs. I'd never heard an explanation from him as to why he attacked it. But it's one of the few times I've looked at a guy and he's whiffed. And, you know, some people have speculated about the rules and so forth. You know what? Deion Sanders made a really good point. He has the athletic ability, Deion Sanders. He's one of the greatest athletes to ever play the game. But the interesting about Deion Sanders is this. Deion Sanders, remember I mentioned Artie Burns, great athlete playing football? Deion Sanders was a great athlete who was also a football player, meaning he was a tremendous athlete, one of the best ever to play in the NFL, but he also had football instincts. Now, that combination you can't beat. And Sanders made a point last night on NFL Network, and he said, look, he said, make a play. He said, don't do the safe thing, make a play. And as a rookie, maybe he was trying to do the safe thing, but he didn't make a play. And it was remarkable. And the state of shock everybody was in when the game was over was also remarkable. The fans were in shock. Diggs was in shock. Case Keenum didn't know what to say to Stacey Dales or to Chris Myers after the game about anything. And to win like that. Now, the Vikings have the Eagles this week. That's going to be a really good game. I can't see a lot of points in that game. Two great defenses. You get Jacksonville and New England. I mean, New England's going to be the prohibitive favorite. You know what's interesting about it? You have three of the four teams in this that are remaining that have never won a Super Bowl before. Obviously, the Patriots have won plenty of Super Bowls, but Jacksonville's never been. The Eagles are 0-2, and the Vikings are 0-4. So you get three teams left in this thing that have never won it before as franchises. Now, these players can't worry about past history. Who cares about past history? Means nothing. A lot of these guys weren't born. None of them were born the last time the Vikings went to a Super Bowl. None of them were. And a lot of the Eagles were kids when they played the New England Patriots, which, by the way, still had Brady back then. All right. More coming up. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. News at the bottom of the hour as we come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Great to have you with us on the show today. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have served this valley for decades. So by finding their customers the right insurance at the best price. That's Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Well, great to have you with us today. Basketball tonight, Penn State will be in action against Minnesota at 7 on what we refer to as Monday Night Basketball. Yeah. And yesterday's playoff games were incredible. Sean went to the game. The suit's glad he didn't. There has to come a point. Okay. Now, for the Steelers, there's a lot of elements to this. And one of the elements happens to be this. Jacksonville's better than the Steelers. Now, remember, I said the Steelers are going to win the game. And not only that, I said they're going to shut them out. Well, they didn't win. Last I checked, they didn't shut them out. Amazing.
And last I checked, I was right on that, was I not?
You were correctamundo.
I respect a man who can eat his crow.
No, absolutely. That's what, you know, if you're gonna have a good talk show, there are going to be moments where you're not going to be right. And guess what? You've got to be the person that looks at everybody and says, I wasn't right.
Well, I still picked the Steelers to win, so I wasn't 100% right. So I'm willing to admit that, but I knew it was going to be tight. I didn't think that you were saying they were going to woodshed them and shut them out, and I was like, there is no way that's happening.
Oh, I mean, like I said, I was wrong. And that's what it comes down to. I wasn't right. Now, that aside, now that we're done, let's talk about the game.
Oh, yeah, well, there's a lot to talk about.
I felt the Steelers panicked early. Fell behind, didn't get off to a great start, so now they start going for it on fourth down. Now, later on, they hit two fourth down plays. And when they hit the first fourth down play to Bryant, I agree with going for it there. Completely agree with it. Because at that point, they were down, what was it, down 21-7? They were in search of something. They had to get something. And that's fine. But the two before that, no. You take points at that stage. You need points.
Especially at home.
So you go out. Yeah, you get points. I mean, it's as simple as that. You go out and you get points. Because now what's happening is you're chasing points. You can't chase points.
Nope.
And they put themselves in that spot because I think they panicked. I think the last thing they expected was to be down that much to Jacksonville.
Absolutely.
And for Jacksonville, a young team plays with the lead.
The other panic was the onside kick. Now, I completely understand why they wanted to not put their defense out there. Your defense hasn't done anything for you all day.
See, I don't. I disagree with that. I think you put Blake Bortles in a position to lose that game. I think that you're giving, by giving him the short field and going, okay, well, I can get three easy, all I need is 10 yards, as opposed to pinning him back to like the 25 minimum, making right. him go, you know, and he's, regardless of how successful he had been, he's never been there, and he's been inconsistent at best in his career. You make him lose that game, right. You have to make him win right. that game.
Well, my point is that I understand Tomlin's explanation of my defense hasn't done anything for me. But before they even trotted the kickoff unit out, I was like, look, kick it off, do the two-minute warning, take the two timeouts, and if your defense does its job, because I'm expecting Jacksonville to run three times, and with only one guy back, I kick off to him, there's a pretty good chance that Jacksonville's drive is going to start between the 15 and the 20, where if you can get a three and out, you're going to get the ball probably around the 40 to 50.
Right.
It's not bad.
Nope.
So that's what I was thinking, because the onside kick rules are all different now, completely different. And because the onside kick rules are different, you can't load up 10 guys on one side. Can't do it. You have to be 5 and 5. Just like on a field goal or an extra point, you can line up. Remember, the Steelers got into the playoffs one year because of an alignment problem by Kansas City or San Diego or somebody. Remember that? They have all sorts of rules on alignments.
Yeah.
And that's why you have a period of time where the Steelers have not had a successful onside kick since 2007. Everybody, literally, because the rules don't dictate success on onside kicks anymore because they're worried about injuries and liability.
Right. Oh, it's true.
And that's what it comes down to. And so, kick it away. And I was all for kicking it away right up until, you know, then all of a sudden I saw Boswell line up. I'm like, what is he doing? They have no shot here. Then, of course, kicking it 5 yards reduced the shot. I mean, that
took it
was
from
just,
like a slim chance to no chance.
Hey, my goodness. But I felt they panicked early. Now let's get to another part. The other part is this. You're going to win a lot of games when you can beat a team by rushing four.
Oh, yeah.
Jacksonville did not have to blitz.
Nope.
Which now brings me to the Antonio Brown effect. Antonio Brown was outstanding yesterday.
Absolutely.
Showing again why he is the top receiver in the game. But what did you notice on every Antonio Brown play? Every one that he made, what did you notice?
I really didn't have the insight to notice.
Every single time, covered by one guy. He had single coverage all day. Okay. Now, Ben Roethlisberger is used to seeing him have double coverage. And by being used to having him have double coverage, then guess what? That means it then opens up other options. Except a single Brown with the calf injury and a really good corner, which they have. They singled up Brown and gave Ben a variety of looks in the other way that confused him. That's why he kept holding on to the football, because they singled Brown. Then there's the Artie Burns factor. Deion Sanders was a great, great athlete playing corner in the NFL.
One of the best?
Except Deion Sanders was also a football player. Great athlete who also was a great football player. Artie Burns is a great athlete, but he's not a football player. On the deep pass over the middle in the fourth quarter, Artie Burns has no clue where the ball is. None. Zero. Okay. That happens. I can explain that away. All right. So now let's go to the next part. Okay. And that is the Yeldon play. Bortles, with plenty of time, was back to pass. Look right, look center. And then, okay, I got to check it down here. So he checks it down to Yeldon. Now, on a check down to Yeldon, you're expected, hey, look, if we can get 6 or 7 yards out of this play, we're in good shape. Nope, except Artie Burns is over there. Way to go, Artie. Because guess what? The Steelers were in a nickel-dime package. I think they were dime. And William Gay was over there in the slot. When he dumped the ball off to Yeldon, who was standing behind William Gay? Artie Burns. Artie, no. You're the corner. You have outside leverage. And Yeldon goes 40 yards down the field because Artie Burns is in the wrong spot. How about that?
On a little dumb play.
I mean, because he's in the wrong spot.
Right.
He should not be there. I mean, it has nothing to do with instinct, whatever it out. It's following your rules. He's not supposed to be there. And he all of a sudden he's there, and as soon as he's there, I'm thinking, as soon as Yeldon caught it and I saw Burns inside, I said, he's gone. Because he's the guy, it's the outside guy. Oh, you watch that? Look, I am absolutely not for Tomlin being fired or anything like that. In fact, I respect Mike Mularkey more than ever. And you look at the doggone Mularkey. You know what Mularkey did today? The reason Mularkey's parted ways is because he wouldn't fire coaches. Good. Good for him. That's too simple. I should fire this person, this person, this person. Please. Please.
Well, I agree with that. I agree that
always the cosmetic way of doing things.
Well, laying it at the feet of the coaches who aren't out on the field executing the plays, that's not always the way to go. But I do think that there's an element of looking past the Jaguars on this one, too. I got to be honest. I mean, even you were doing it.
But that's on the players. That's the players. Oh, it doesn't matter if I'm doing it.
But it's got to be on the coaches, too. It's an overall feeling.
Chris, guess what? Guess what? I have never once in my career looked past a game I was broadcasting.
Well,
ever.
That's true.
I can look past anything I want as a casual. I'm watching the game, whatever. It doesn't matter. But if I'm broadcasting the game, I can tell you right now, I'm locked in.
Right, but the point
time.
The point that I'm making is that even Le'Veon Bell was talking about, you know, taking on the Steelers. Tomlin was answering questions. I mean, taking on the Patriots. Tomlin was answering questions about taking on the Patriots.
Oh, no. They acted like a very immature football team.
And
very immature.
And that might fall to the coaches when it's all said and done. I mean, I'm not saying they should be fired, but I'm saying that
a lot of that falls to the players. You can tell them all you want, but it's amazing how the Patriots, okay, Jacksonville's next.
Yeah.
Jacksonville's next.
It's true.
Okay? People criticize it. They laugh at it. I've never once criticized it or laughed at it. You want to know why? Because in my job, I do games for a living. So tonight, it's all about Minnesota. When I'm done with Minnesota, boom, it's going to be all about Northwestern. I'm not going to sit there and do anything about Michigan State. I'm not going to do anything about Michigan. Nothing. That's how I've conducted my career as to how I approach games, and I'm not playing, but I'm announcing. Not a small job, but not the job either.
And that's why he makes the big bucks.
But I'm just saying, that's how I've always approached it.
As you should. That's the right way to do things. That's why the Patriots win. That's why you're considered one of the better broadcasters out there. And that's why the Yankees always win. And that's why, that's why these organizations, that's why dynasties happen. Because they put their head down and they don't look past the goal in front of them. I mean, that's any successful person would say that.
Just an odd dynamic with the Steeler team. Losing Shazier really hurt. Okay, there's no question. Even in the streak they put together after he got hurt, you can see defensively they weren't quite right. Offensively, I can't put a finger on him. Well, I mean, Brown not being 100%, and he was phenomenal yesterday. But they single covered him, which then created a domino across the field. And the other guys aren't good enough to, and not only that, but then, for example, when a team with speed, notice when Le'Veon Bell had success running straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime he went wide, he had trouble.
Yeah.
What'd they do on two of the fourth down plays?
They went wide. Yeah.
Went wide. Yeah.
Bad moves.
All right. Music. The Shamokin Dam Orchestra sounding better than ever. It looks like the Pirates are trading Andrew McCutchen to the Giants.
Yep, I was just seeing that.
Fire sale. Now, they made the Cole trade. We got Matt Leon today. We'll talk with Chris Mack about the Cole trade. Don't know enough yet about the McCutchen trade. Wow. A lot going on. Great to have you with us today on this Monday. Hoops tonight. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're at the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15. And Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.